kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino. Healthy Pinoy. Ngayong linggo ay National Eating Disorder Week at ito din ang tamang panahon upang magtaas ng kamalayan at pag-usapan ang tungkol sa problema ng eating disorder na isang sakit na hindi gaanong napag-uusapan. Ayon sa isang bagong pananaliksik, marami sa mga Australiano ang namumuhay ng may eating disorder at marami din ang nakakaranas ng body image issues simula ng pandemya. Panawagan ngayon ang mga espesyalista sa mga nakakaranas nito na humingi ng suporta. Ngayong umaga sa Healthy Pinoy, kasama natin si Dr. Leanne Barron. We are very fortunate to have Dr. Leanne Barron, a general practitioner with special interest in eating disorders at Bunyan's Healthcare Group. Good day to you, Dr. Leanne.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Fine, thanks.
That's good. Doc, can you tell us about the recent research your group has collected regarding eating disorder?
They've noticed that over the past 12 months and since the beginning of the COVID pandemic, there's been an increase in, a significant increase, about 78% increase in inquiries about patients with eating disorders looking for treatment. And that seems to be reflected generally in the country, that there are more people looking for help for eating disorders. We don't know if that's actually because there are more eating disorders or if people are more aware of it. But certainly there have been a lot of mental health issues increasing with the pandemic.
Let's define briefly, Doc. What do we mean by eating disorder and what are the common types of eating disorder you've seen around your patients?
Eating disorders are really when there's a difficulty, when eating stops being a pleasurable activity and the person has difficulties either managing to eat enough or not being able to control the quantities of what they eat. So it can be, that's why we have disorders like anorexia nervosa where people restrict even and don't realize that they're losing too much weight, or binge eating disorder and bulimia where people are eating large quantities of food. But a lot of it is the loss of control in those disorders.
And just to quickly delve on the demographics, who are mostly affected by an eating disorder? Can we say that, you know, women, men or teenagers are more prone?
Look, women in particular, there are men as well, but women in particularly teenagers. But there's a lot of research now coming out showing that it's a metabolic issue underlying and there's genetic susceptibility. And that makes teenagers most vulnerable because they've got the highest nutrient needs. Mm-hmm. One thing that's really important is people need cholesterol for their brain, and if they're not, and they need zinc, they need other nutrients, and if they're not getting those in their diet, that can affect their mental health as well.
And this Eating Disorder Week, we are calling for Australians to open up and reach out for support. So why is it important to open up the conversation surrounding eating disorders?
Because nutrition is so important to health, then, and eating disorders are life-threatening conditions and actually have the highest mortality of any psychiatric disorder. And, you know, there's actually the imbalance in electrolytes and changes to blood pressure and heart function and everything can be life-threatening.
And, Doc, what advice can you give for Australians who are navigating living with an eating disorder?
The most important thing is to go and, probably the first step is to go and see their GP, talk about the issue and understand there is help available. There's Medicare items so that people can see a psychologist and a dietitian and a GP and possibly a psychiatrist so that they can get funding through Medicare to see all the people they need to see.
And finally, Doc, where can Australians seek help?
Either approaching their local GP or if they're looking for somebody in their own area, they can look on, they can go to the Butterfly Foundation website. And they have a helpline and they have information and can help them access help near where they are.
Thank you very much, Dr. Leanne Barron.
That's all right. Thank you.
Nakasama natin si Dr. Leanne Barron na nagsabing napakahalaga na pag-usapan at humingi ng suporta kung sakaling dumaranas man ng isang eating disorder. Kung may kakilala kang may eating disorder, Makipag-ugnay sa Kids Helpline 1-800-551-800 o sa Lifeline sa 131114 o pwede din sa butterflyfoundation.org.au. At kung kailangan naman ng mga impormasyon, bumisita sa website ng National Eating Disorders Collaboration. Laging tandaan na ang ating kalusugan ay kayamanan na dapat ingatan. Para sa Healthy Pinoy, ako si Claudette Centeno. Healthy Pinoy.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.